The dining room table where Denali Delmar and her two sons just celebrated Thanksgiving is also where they waked her husband, Bruce, after he died 2 years ago.
He died in the living room on the bed that we got from hospice, and we carried his body in here, and we put towels probably on top of the dining room table, and we turned it and put it against that wall and washed him and got him all dressed nice. And it was the next day that we had calling hours.
Bruce and Denali had been married for 30 years, so after he died of pancreatic cancer, Denali couldn't bear to part with her husband's body.
He's mine. I was not letting anyone who didn't love him touch him. You know, we wanted to do it all.
And do it all they did, including driving his body from their home in Westford to the crematorium. It's perfectly legal. In fact, no states require embalming. And after obtaining a death certificate, a family can keep a body at home for as long as it chooses. Most choose 1 to 3 days. At home after death care is a personal and emotional decision, and for some, it's a financial one.
We know what the conventional burial, embalming, and funeral home costs are. That's out there. It's $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 is not unheard of.
Peg Lorenz is an at-home funeral guide and teaches people in the Boston area how to care for a deceased loved one.
So if people want to really look at that, they don't have the money, or they just want to spend their money in other ways, this process is so personal and unique.
A few weeks ago, Lorenz held a workshop at a Unitarian church in Groton. She explained that after washing, it's important to keep a body in a cold room. Most bodies simply need to be covered with ice packs and a diaper. Everyone at this workshop is alive.
Again, carefully, gently, and you can do this. So again, you remember to hold on to their...
One workshop participant, Corinne Renault, recently attended an at-home funeral for her uncle and wanted to learn more.
It's nice to be able to spend time with the body, even though the spirit is already gone. It's just the shell. You can still grieve for yourself.
And grieving is at the center of this movement, a movement that's really a return to past traditions. In fact, embalming came about during the Civil War, only when soldiers' bodies had to be transported from the South to the North. And that's when the funeral industry was born. Present-day funeral directors don't seem threatened by the at-home movement.
I think there's such a small percentage of people that opt to do this that I don't feel that they're competing with the funeral industry.
John Anderson is a funeral home director in Stoneham. His biggest concern?
Public health problems, like disposing of materials with body fluids, and we dispose of them through a medical bio-waste firm. So the family had some problems. They asked us to intervene and help with how to prevent some of the leakage that was going on at that time.
Home funeral guides, who help with the process, emphasize minimal, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly care of the body. Most families do not put makeup on the body and often place it in a homemade casket. For Denali Delmar, it was a relatively easy experience and a healing one, especially for her son, Tim.
He said he would have been really upset if Bruce's body had been whisked away.
Laws on after-death care vary from state to state, but in Massachusetts, most of the state agencies I called for this story had never heard of the practice. That could change if the movement grows, but its proponents say what really matters is letting families know they have a choice. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.